And the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Roofs and mountains swing and wake.
Happy.
Thank you for joining us here on the Season 3 premiere of The Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. The Happy Cast is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between. I am Brian. Joining me is a man who has been through the desert on a horse with no name, Ben.
Hello. Horse also did not have a head.
Headless horseman? I thought you're supposed to not have the head.
Oh, I thought it was the headless horse, man.
Oh, like a comma? Headless horse?
Yeah, the headless horseman.
I think that's a little bit more frightening. So
would that be like a centaur? A headless centaur would be a headless horseman?
Maybe.
That'd be kind of frightening.
That does sound a little bit upsetting. But
you know, it's a Halloween episode, though, so that's why.
It's our first episode in over 3 years or something like that.
Wow. From when we recorded it, it's been 3 years.
and we're back just in time for Halloween. So
this is Halloween.
This is our Spooktober episode.
Spooktober?
Is that not a thing?
I don't think so.
Can you not just throw anything in front of Tober and make it a new month? Is that
Happy
idiotic?
Happy-tober?
Happy-tober? Spocktober?
Locktober.
Where we talk about how much we love the character Spock.
Pop and Locktober.
Oh, right.
Dr. October.
Doc October is actually one I thought about, too.
Doc Brown-tober.
So close.
Doctober Brown.
Oh, that sounds like a cool like band that maybe plays like a kind of like a funk-inspired classic rock, maybe.
I was thinking of like an Indiana Jones parody, like a B movie version. Doctober Brown.
Doctober Brown.
Curse of the Tree Forest.
The Tree Forest. That is the worst type of forest.
I hate those tree forests. Oh, I want to make that movie now. The hair is very scary.
Well, before we move on to the main part of the show, let's take a quick second to cover our involuntary sponsor of the week. This week, the involuntary sponsor is a new startup podcast, just trying to get its stuff off the ground, and we're here to help them out. It is Greendale 101.
And I'll play a promo we have for them. Click.
Okay. Hi, hello, how are you? This is Brian.
And Ben.
And we host Greendale 101, the number one community podcast available on the internet. But what is community?
According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, community is defined as a body of persons or nations having a common history or common social, economic, and political interest.
But according to the Bencyclopedia Brionica, it is flat out hilarious and TV's smartest sitcom from the mind of Dan Harmon.
Greendale 101. Check us out on iTunes or greendale101.tumblr.com.
Ben and Brian on the podcast.
Wow, thanks, gentlemen. That sounds like a real high-class podcast you have checked out indeed. Like a Sly Fox.
Exactly. So what were we doing?
We're trying to, get our balance, get back into the groove of the Happy Cast. So, as per the tradition, I guess I should give us a theme to go off of.
Uh-oh.
At the top of the show. And let me spin the wheel. And this week's theme is Misery Loves Company.
Wow, wow. Misery Loves Three's Company?
Company loves the Kathy Bates movie Misery.
Or does Kathy Bates and Misery love watching Three's Company?
Ah, maybe. maybe. John Ritter loves The Shining.
Exactly. That's the theme. John Ritter loved The Shining. All right. And what do we do on the Happy Cast? It's been years since we recorded the last one.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a really big delay in editing. We had cutbacks.
It's true. These things, the production cycle is crazy. I mean, it's like an episode of The Simpsons. Like, you know, production starts, and then like 2 years later, you're getting the final product.
Like, yeah, first season was 13 episodes, and those were really rushed. Last season, 8 episodes. We had the company cut our contract. They didn't want 13 anymore, so we had to cut it down to 8.
So who knows how many episodes we're going to hit this year. But
we might get canceled. Our ratings aren't that great.
Yeah, no, I know. And, you know, because of the long production cycle, it's hard to do anything topical on the show.
Yeah. If you count DVR, though, and, like, rewatchings, our ratings do go up. But, you know, Nielsen just doesn't count those.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get those network execs to recognize the future of the medium.
Executive.
By the way, did you hear that Medium was canceled?
Medium was canceled?
I'm pretty sure.
If it follows America, the next one will be Large. Mm. That was really bad.
No, it's good. That's what we do here. That's the kind of work you can expect from the Happy Cast.
Horrible jokes. Part of my stand-up act that's been cobbled together from things that have happened here and in the other podcast I listen to, Greendale 101.
That's all Happy Cast really is. It's like us workshopping some stand-up premises.
Because, like, suburban Arkansas is a great place to start your stand-up career.
Absolutely. I hear that's how Seinfeld got his start.
In suburban Arkansas.
Yeah. Greg Seinfeld, the famous comedian.
Oh, yeah. Gallagher?
Slash Repo Man.
Is that where Gallagher started?
Yes, that dude Gallagher. I don't know. I was gonna name drop some actor with the last name Gallagher, but I can't remember his name.
Jesus
Peter Gallagher. Sure, yes. But yeah, let's move on. Let's go on to the happy hour where we talk about what's making Ben so happy this year. I mean, week. It's happy hour again. Hey, it's the happy hour. It's where we do the thing I just said.
What'd you just say? Because I don't remember.
It happened just seconds ago.
It's not like riding a bike, Brian.
You're right. We're getting back in the groove. Happy hour is the part of the show where we talk about what's making us happy for the week. Ben, what is your happy hour pick?
Well, I almost forgot to do one, so I'm just going to go with something Halloween related. The spirit of Halloween.
The spirit of Halloween? Like, yes. A ghost? Like a haunting?
Yeah. Kind of like the, you know, Charles Dickens story.
Like The Walking Dead.
No, not that one. No, the three ghosts of Halloween. That's what we're talking about this episode anyway. The ghost of Halloween past, the ghost of Halloween present, and the ghost of Halloween future.
I thought it was like the ghost of Halloween corporate, the ghost of Halloween movie franchise, and the ghost of Halloween themed coffee drink at Starbucks.
That's the new modern trilogy. But Dick Charlson, he wrote about the ghost of Halloween.
Okay, so we're doing the classic Halloween ghost.
Everyone knows Dick Charlson. He wrote Twisty Oliver too.
Oh right, of course.
That was stupid. I'm sorry. After I said it, I realized how dumb it sounded.
Twisty Oliver.
Twisty Oliver.
You couldn't even commit to your own premise.
No, I couldn't. The City of Two Tails has to do with mutated pets.
Right, of course, with multiple tails.
Anyway, first I'll talk about the general spirit of Halloween. I like the decorations. I like the movies and TV shows and the candy. I like that part of Halloween. That is the best part. They make Reese's pumpkins, which are really good.
Now, rumor on the internet is, I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, that a Reese's pumpkin is actually just a leftover and repurposed Reese's egg.
Actually.
Confirm or deny.
It didn't deny. they take, well, it's almost the same thing if you add a little stem to it, but what they actually are, is you take, what?
Wait, did you say put a little, like, add a little stem to it so it's like chocolate peanut butter and stem?
No, chocolate stem. The shape of it is almost the same.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Not like an apple stem in the top. But no. What they actually are is they take the jack-o'-lanterns from last year and they fill them entirely with peanut butter and then dip it in chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds delightful.
It's delicious and disgusting.
That should be their marketing slogan. You should contact the Reese's people right away and try to sell this to them.
I wish they would just give me Reese's, though. I don't want to sell them anything. I don't know. But, yeah, I like scary movies.
Not the terrible comedy franchise.
No, I don't like that. That had a lot more male nudity than I was expecting when I first went into watching the first episode movie.
Really?
It did. I don't know if it's fake or not, because it was years ago.
I've not seen it. But I can confirm I did not expect any male nudity. Although, to be fair, that can be said about any theater going experience. I never go into anything expecting male nudity.
That's true. Because why else would you go in there?
It's always very surprising. Like, oh, they went for it.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely that thing. We can't say on this one. This is a rated G podcast. Genitalia.
Oh.
Sure I can. But do they make chocolate shurikens?
Wait, is that like a dragon punch? What is a shuriken?
I thought shurikens are like ninja stars.
Oh, right, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's not even really relevant to what I'm talking about. The decorations I like. The spookiness and all that. Oh, never mind.
thank you, Count Chocula.
The haunted cereal.
Oh yeah, I saw those at the market earlier. They had the blueberry, Frankenberry.
That's not really chocolate creative. Berry. Frankenberry and blueberry. Should have thought something.
I thought you know, in terms of like names, Count Chocula. That's okay. That's good. That's clever. I like that.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Okay, it's like blueberry, but Frankenberry. That smacks of laziness.
Frankenilla?
I can't believe Frankenberry's still around, but no Yummy Mummy.
Oh, that just rhymes, though. It's not really a flavor. What other flavors are there?
What about Fruit Brute?
Was that a thing?
Yeah, it's the discontinued.
That should still be out there. See, it's hard to keep track of these cereal mascots. They keep changing. Like Cookie Crisp, which you can hear about on Greendale 101. But not yet, if you haven't done that one yet. But eventually.
Sure. Eventually.
What else is Halloween-y? The whole candy aisle is actually great. Oh, okay, hold on. Bone to pick. We walked into Walmart the other day.
Yes.
Walked to the garden center, because there's always really good parking over there, because no one parks there, but it's really easy to get in and out. We walked in, and I was expecting Halloween decorations everywhere. There were Christmas trees, and Christmas music, and lights, and ornaments.
Wow, really? And for record keeping purposes, what was the date?
Mid October. Yeah, like I didn't even know what to say. It put Halloween decorations around. You can still sell that. Christmas in October.
That seems a little bit early, even by their store standards. I thought early November is the earliest acceptable period to put up Christmas decorations.
That's what I thought it was too. It's after Halloween you can, or after Thanksgiving I know is even better. After Thanksgiving you definitely can. But
absolutely, that's like what a sane human being would do, is wait until after Thanksgiving. But a little bit before is acceptable but questionable.
And when take them down? But before February?
Sometime between Christmas and New Year's.
People are usually too busy eating and playing with their new stuff then, though.
Not for the entire week, though. You have a whole week between Christmas
and New
Year's.
I'm just constantly, 24/7, even in my sleep, using whatever I got for Christmas.
But now, do you do a lot of like festive Christmas decorations around your domicile?
No. We had a tiny tree. I have to find that,
though. like a Charlie Brown-esque tiny tree.
Well, not like a sad tiny. It was like a full miniature tree, like a dwarf tree.
I think they prefer to be called little people trees.
Little people, little trees.
Little trees. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is that the sequel to Doctober Brown?
Little trees.
Yeah, and the little trees of doom.
Ah, right. Maybe.
Listen to the after show if you want to know what we're talking about. Or do we do that here?
I don't know. I don't even know where that's going to exist. Somewhere in this audio recording.
It'll be here, though. Check it out, says Anne.
Check it out.
I can put that everywhere to say that she like approves everything we record.
putting it after like the most horrible things ever.
Brian hates babies.
Rat poison flavored cookies. Check them out.
Franken poison. Franken poison berry.
No, we can't do that.
Oh.
Check out my kit for putting razor blades inside apples. Check it out.
Is there really a kit more than just apples and razor blades?
Don't. I'm trying to make a profit here. Don't ruin the
secret. Who actually does that anyway?
I don't know. That's like the worst thing I've ever heard. Like growing up as a child during Halloween, that was always like the most terrifying thing. Like, be sure to have your candy checked for razor blades. Oh God, what?
Halloween's scarier sure. Now.
Yeah, I know. Halloween's scary, but in a real way. I don't know if that's ever happened. I half suspect it's like an urban legend started by the Dental Society.
I've looked it up, actually. It happened one time, but he only did, or I forgot if it was a mom or a dad, but the person only did it to kill their own child.
Oh, God.
So they would give it out to all the kids, but including the kid, their own kid.
That is awful.
It's to cover it up so they wouldn't know it's them. People do that before, too. Like, sometimes people will go and, like, poison multiple bottles of the same medication because they know whoever they want to kill also takes it. So it'll take out a bunch of other people, but at least it will seem like a string of murders and not one purposeful one.
Wow. So sounds like the murder plan of somebody that used to be a writer or a Monk.
It's happened on Criminal Minds and CSI.
And Monk.
Has it happened on Monk?
I remember something along those lines.
That's sad.
It is sad. That's Monk like the, is sad.
That's kind of like, I forgot who it was. It happened to you. Well, sort of. It didn't really happen to you exactly. But since some like in Indiana was slashing the tires of the same type of car and color that you had.
Yeah. Green Ford Focuses or Escorts.
They were after you. Sorry. You have a green Escort?
Yeah, I used to.
Did you drink too much?
I had a car. Yeah. No, what? I have so many questions about this razor blade thing, but it took a really serious and dark turn. I don't want to ask them, but I am curious if
works.
If the no, oh. Oh God, no, I don't care about that. I'm curious to know if this was like a cart ahead of the horse thing. Like, did they only do that because it was an urban legend, or was that in fact the origin of the legend?
I think they started the urban legend. Speaking of cart, horse, chicken, egg scenarios. Did Doctor Who, does he use, or does the Doctor use John Smith because it's a common name? Or is it a common name because he always uses it?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't think about it, though, because I have a really bad headache right now.
Oh, you don't want to think about anything time travel related, then.
It might have been those razor blades in my Twix. But, yeah. So, that's my happy hour. Razor blades and candy.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound right.
But usually this ends up wherever we landed is what our happy hour, or what my happy hour ends up being.
Okay, well, you know, it's weird. I guess we haven't done the show in a while, and just the time of year, we kind of lined up on the happy hour thing because my happy hour is Halloween, but specifically childhood Halloween. You know, when you're growing up, Halloween's a very exciting time of year.
Right, and frightening.
And frightening, but it's kind of in a fun way. Not like
razor blades?
No, in a fun way, like somebody jumping out dressed as a Dracula saying, boo. Not like,
a
you
Dracula?
Might die.
Dressed as a Dracula? Which one?
Yeah. You know, any of them. Like Leslie Nielsen Dracula from Dead Loving It.
Okay, so just a Dracula, though. Not just a vampire.
No, no. If you're going to be a vampire, you want to be the Dracula.
Oh, well, what if you want to be Edward?
Is that like a Twilight thing?
Yeah, yeah, they sparkle or something. You cover yourself in glitter, and then you're suddenly Edward.
Okay.
You'll have preteens everywhere, which probably is not appropriate for our ages.
Yeah, you're probably right.
If you're a preteen boy, cover yourself in glitter.
No, that's
that
not. Won't.
That can't go wrong.
I'm pretty sure that's not our demo. I don't know if we have any listeners in that range.
Most of our range seems to be somewhere past 18, for the most part.
Hopefully, I hope so. Considering the content and tone of this show, I hope so.
Well, not the new today, but and we still keep it pretty PG, PG-13.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, my brother listens to it. He falls under that wire.
Is he a preteen boy?
No, he's 17.
So. Hi, his brother.
Hey, my brother.
Which one? Is that one I'm friends with on Xbox?
Probably. Cobb?
Yeah, Cobb Jr. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Cobb Jr. My last name is Cobb. That's not your real name, but...
Well, that's his first name. That's
Cobb?
Yeah, Cobb. Oh, I'm sorry, Jacob.
Oh, see, that's what his first name isn't Cobb, though.
No, but, you know, it's the shortened version. It's the nickname.
Or Jay.
Variant. Yeah, but who wants... Yeah, Jay is kind of not a cool nickname.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Yeah, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too.
I thought your name was Brian.
No, Brian is a nickname.
Whenever you go out, people always shout, "Get back in the house."
What are you doing out here? It's freezing.
Exactly. See? Stand up act.
Oh, I'm sad now. But Halloween growing up, very exciting. Trick-or-treating, you get to, you know, put on a costume. Like, conceptually, when, like, you're young, it doesn't make sense. Like, the world is, like, upside down. You go door-to-door and get candy from strangers. It doesn't seem quite right, but it's also very thrilling. You know, you go to school. Whenever I'd go to school on Halloween, it was also very exciting up until, like, after 12. Then it's less good. But this is, like, all before turning 13.
Yeah. Halloween, like, games and crafts.
Trying to find the perfect costume. Can you remember any of your childhood costumes off the top of your head?
Oh, I know I had this cool mask one time that if you had this little pump thing in your hand and you could, like, if you pumped it, blood would go over the mask and it looked like it was bleeding.
Oh, right.
But the mask, my head's big, so I didn't fit too well. I couldn't really breathe in it. I think I was like a bumblebee when I was two.
Oh, when I was two, I was a Big Bird. Not a Big Bird, but the beloved children's character, Big Bird.
You were a giant raven.
No.
That would be kind of creepy. I think I was a clown once, but I was scared of the wig or something, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I did a clown one time with the like the very standard rainbow afro.
Yeah, that's what
wig.
It was, too.
Yeah, me too. I did one year. I was kind of, you know, like preteen, and this speaks volumes to what was influencing me and where I was in my life. I was a popular Saturday Night Live character from the early 90s.
Which one?
I don't want to talk about it.
Which one happened? Was it Conehead?
No.
Come on.
Not a Conehead. That would have been funny. But see, the weird thing is, if you saw a Conehead, you would know, like, Conehead guy. Or if you, like, Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World, very recognizable. I went with the, I can't even remember his name. I think it's Matt, maybe it's Matt Foley, the motivational speaker, as portrayed by Chris Farley.
Oh, really? Are there pictures of that?
No, yeah, none in circulation.
Oh,
and that is not by mistake. I've gone out of my way to destroy any evidence of that.
But it sounds amazing. Do I do your impression right now? Then your grown-up version.
The grown-up version. No.
Oh, I think I was Fred Flintstone once, and my friend was Wilma.
Did you do Barefoot Fred Flintstone?
Maybe. I think I saw a picture of that like a couple weeks ago. I don't remember it at all, but I just remember the part where I have all the candy and I can't eat it all right away because of the, having to check for razors. Are they all totally closed? And I always just thought, like, whatever, I'm sure there are no razors in here. I'll chance it.
But that turns out it actually happened somewhere. Although, to be fair, the parental check, maybe not the best. Maybe there needs to be like a fail safe.
Yeah, because if they're the ones trying to kill you.
Yeah.
The best part of childhood Halloween is when you run across the house that gives out like candy bars.
Full-size candy bars?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah, that was always my favorite part, is like going around a neighborhood and then like conversing with other trick-or-treaters and finding out like, oh yeah, the house over on the corner there, they're giving out full-size Milky Ways.
And then dropping by, like, in a slightly different costume. Like, take the mask off this time, or, like, put a pillowcase over your head, and going back.
Of course, yeah. It's like, aren't you that Chris Farley character from Saturday Night Live? Like, no, I'm not the motivational speaker. I'm that other iconic
character from Chris Uncle Farley. Buck?
He's not John Uncle Candy. Buck.
That's John Candy. Candy.
Or, I'm John Candy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, Candy, give me some of it.
John Candy, I want some of that candy.
See?
Then when you were trick-or-treating, did you ever encounter the empty house, but like people clearly went out, but they left a bucket of candy with a note saying, take one?
No. I've run across the ones where they pretend they're not there, but you can see them through the windows.
Is it part of some kind of long con? Are they trying to frighten you, or are they just...
No,
they're not participating.
Not participating, but if you're not participating, turn off your freaking porch light.
Or put a note on the door.
Not participating in Halloween.
Yeah. I remember, I guess depending on your options, you could ignore the knock. I remember being young, maybe 6 or 7. I remember somebody coming to the door and saying, well, we don't do Halloween. And it was the most disappointing 10 seconds of my life.
Here comes
the candy. No candy.
And then you egged their house.
Look at this guy. His costume is a wet blanket, ruining everybody's fun. Am I right?
I should go as that.
As a wet blanket?
Yes, but we'll talk about that. But yeah, I should go as a wet blanket.
Fun ruiner.
Ooh, or a part. No, not gonna be a party pooper.
That would not be great. I don't want to know what the personification of that could possibly be.
Well, I would just go to Spencer's and get fake poop and start leaving it around everywhere.
Oh, right. All around the party?
Yeah, or I'll just get, like, I think of Hershey's Kisses, melt it down, refreeze it, and break off chunks and throw them randomly around the party. And then I leave.
And you weren't even invited to this party. That's
no, I just burst in, throw it everywhere, and leave. Leave a note on the door. You've been pooped by the party pooper. That's not a great slogan.
you need to hire somebody, get some kind of a ad agency on that.
This is why we plan that stuff out in advance.
Absolutely. As of now, what do we have? 5 days till the big event?
I think so. Well, I have like 2 days until the party I have to go to. But oh, do you remember the houses that gave out like apples or peanuts or like little Bibles?
Oh, no. I never got apples or little Bibles. I did get circus peanuts one time.
Who wants that? Animal crackers?
Animal crackers, maybe.
In your soup? Monkeys and rabbits, loop-de-loop.
Soup? What? What's going on?
Singing. Is it Little Orphan Annie, I think?
I'm not familiar, maybe.
The little Bibles. I hate those. Like the one I remember they would do it when I was in elementary school and I was leaving. They'd be like on the very outskirts of the school so they wouldn't get in trouble. And like once or twice a year they'd hand out like little tiny New Testament books to everyone that drives by.
Ah.
It was annoying.
Tiny Bibles.
Annyeong. All right, so are we done with the happies?
Yeah, let's move on to Bummer Patrol.
Oh, man!
Aw, snap. Doing Hey Ben, you look kind of down in the dumps. What's bringing you down?
Has it been too long since the horse joke?
I didn't say long face though. I didn't give you the setup.
I know. We've done that before though. I just throw it in there anyway because that's what I do.
Because I'm a horse.
Oh.
Who escort. Can talk?
A green Whoever. Escort.
The Green Escort. That's the Green Lantern's
lady friend.
I couldn't. The pieces were there. I couldn't arrange it in time to get the joke. That's the Green Lantern's disappointing older sister.
Or it's an ill prostitute.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. My bummer patrol is.
You did sound oddly stoked there for a second.
My bummer patrol. No, it's very very sad. It's Halloween parties. Just the requirements for them.
Going to them.
Well, no.
Them existing.
No, I was going to go to it no matter what. But what I don't like is that I'm required to wear a costume. I don't mind if everyone else wears a costume. I'm like Jim Halpert. I don't really do the costume thing. I like to show up. I like every other aspect of Halloween. Just not actually having to participate directly other than eating candy.
Are you going to be Bookface?
Nah, no, I should be Bookface. Well, that will require writing on my face. I don't feel like doing that. But because I'm going – last year I wore this mask that looked kind of like Slappy, the ventriloquist puppet from Goosebumps, or like most ventriloquist puppets actually. It's creepy looking. But I think the picture's out on Facebook. I don't know. Anyway, I wore that and I was cool with that. That was fun because it was just a mask. I could easily take it off and I was done. But this year – like, I was invited to it, and it specifically said, not just a mask. And I was like, oh. And so I tried to think of the easiest things I could do. I kind of like the wet blanket idea, but that might not – I don't think they like getting their furniture damp. So I'm not going to be that. So I'm thinking I'll be Dan Harmon, the creator of NBC's Community, Thursday nights, 8/7 Central.
Oh, of course. Yeah, everyone knows what Dan Harmon looks like.
No one at the party will, except Megan. But I don't care, because I will like it.
Yeah, do it for your own amusement.
I have the beard currently, and I'm going to get it all like messed up so it looks like I've been up all night editing audio. Wait, I might be up all night editing audio. I wasn't even thinking about that. Oh, I was just basing it on because last night he posted a picture during it. Doing an audio mix or a sound mix or whatever. That's kind of what I might be doing Thursday night anyway. So, hey, this is even more perfect.
So you're going to be all Harmoned out.
Yep, I'm going to give myself some really bad bedhead. Not Jeff Winger bedhead.
Not stylish bedhead, but actual.
Yeah, not like Zach Braff bedhead. But like, you know, messed up bedhead. I'm not sure what I'm going to wear clothes-wise yet, but probably something.
That would probably be a good bet. I wouldn't go as a nudist Dan Harmon.
Oh, that would be interesting. I'm going to carry a clipboard with his character wheels. That's how he plans out stuff. And I'm going to bring an empty bottle of alcohol, empty of alcohol, filled with water. And I'm going to take big swigs of it throughout because he seems like he's sad and drinks a lot right now.
That is so depressing.
So I have to get really in the mindset. I'm going to go sit in the corner really quietly and not pay attention to anyone.
Sob occasionally.
Yes. And no one will get it, and they'll think like, oh, man, what's wrong with Ben?
What's wrong with Ben? make really depressing comments throughout the night like, oh, I wish my car exploded on the way over here.
Oh, he did say that, though. I should just read through his tweets and his Tumblr and just see if I can get any inspiration.
Or actually just quote his Twitter feed at the party.
Just constantly. If someone criticizes me, I'll insult them.
Oh, but you'll do it in like the best, funniest way.
Ah, this is a good idea. This is a really good idea. Sort of.
There's no way this could ever backfire on you.
No, everyone's going to think, oh man, something's wrong with Ben. We should go hang out with him. And I'll have to be all like, no, there isn't such thing as love.
Oh, right. He did say that, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, I love him.
It's going to be the best, saddest Halloween costume.
But then he told me he loved me. So what does that mean?
It means he lied.
No.
Man. I'm going to... They have a costume contest, too. I think I'm going to win saddest.
No, I'm like, bummed out.
Like Buster Bluth did at Mother Boy 30.
Are you... Oh, all right. So are you, is it like a couple's costume? Are you going as Dan Harmon and Megan will be a empty bottle of alcohol?
No, I thought you were going to say Dan Harmon's girlfriend who broke up with him.
Oh.
Like, oh, no, that'd be sad. No, I think she's going to be a zombie.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I'm just sad that it was a requirement. I've just recently come across the idea of being Dan Harmon after seeing a few pictures. I'm like, hey, I can do that thing with my beard and hair. I can look sad.
Yeah, you're right. Dan Harmon is my favorite movie starring John Malkovich.
Oh. Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz. Okay, well, it's funny. Again, I think our Bummer Patrol is lined up, coincidentally, not by design.
We totally didn't plan in advance.
No, of course not. My Bummer Patrol is Adult Halloween, you know. There was this barrier, like, as soon as you pass... No. as soon as you pass, like, the age 12, Halloween went from being this incredible, magical day to being kind of a bummer.
To get candy. And that's like around the point when you start having to hand out the candy. I'm like, no, I just want to eat this bowl of candy. I'm not going to really give it to other people.
Do you hand out the candy? Because currently in my life, I feel like I'm in that weird in-between state where obviously far too young to trick or treat, like by like 11 years. But I feel like I'm too young to hand out candy.
You said you're too young to trick or treat.
Did I?
By 11 years. You said you're far too young to hand out to trick-or-treat.
For adult Halloween. No, obviously far
not
too old to trick-or-treat.
Not until you're around 30-something, then you start trick-or-treating.
I feel like trick-or-treat cutoff is like 12 or 13. After that, you're pushing it. You're like you get to like that high school kid wearing like a football jersey. Like, all right, here's your candy, football guy. But I'm obviously many years too old for that, like a decade or so. And then I do feel like I'm too young to hand out the candy, though. I feel like you need to be a responsible adult with a wife and kids of your own to hand out candy. I feel like there needs to be like a licensing process where you have to be checked out, made sure you're okay to hand out candy.
Well, it's kind of weird because like once you get to 12 or 13, that's when a lot of kids stop doing the treating and start doing the tricking. Like, yeah, let's go toilet paper and egg stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the saddest school fight song I've ever heard. Yeah, let's go toilet paper and egg stuff.
It's a good song.
Fight, fight, fight.
The times I handed out stuff was only because I think I was home alone and like watching Halloween on television, and like people keep coming to the door. And like I don't want to give it. Can I pretend like I'm not here and eat the freaking candy? There are Reese's in this bowl. I did pick out the Reese's whenever I could.
Aw.
Now, I think our Halloween plans for the night of Halloween is keep our light off, maybe buy some candy, put it in a bowl to eat ourselves. To eat it ourselves, not to like...
You're to eat the bowl?
I'm not a zombie. I'm not going to eat myself.
Cannibalism? Yeah, I don't know. So you're having a selfish Halloween.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to be. I'm not going to give candy to all these random kids who I don't even know.
That's good. Again, I'll make the argument. You're too young to hand out candy. Far too young.
I am. Yeah, like when I'm older, I'll be like, you know what? I can buy candy whenever I want. So I will share some.
Yeah, but, like, well, let me give out some of that. Wait, are you implying right now you're not allowed to buy candy whenever you want?
Well, not whenever I want. Because I would just get sick if I always ate candy.
There's certain designated candy times. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, the saddest part is there aren't any in Halloween, in the summer. Like, you have, like, Halloween, and 2 months later, you have Christmas. 2 months later, Valentine's Day. Great candy opportunities throughout. But then you have, like, spring and summer.
Is Christmas a big candy day? Is that...
Oh, wait. 2 months after Valentine's Day, you have Easter. Then, May through September, no candy.
That's actually how it's marked on my calendar as well.
No, you just put X's through all the days. Who cares what day it is? You can't have candy.
candy-free days.
Free candy days?
What? No, that is not what I said.
That would be so much better. So, but, yeah, adult Halloween. That's kind of
Halloween.
Same thing mine kind of was. Good.
Not doing anything. I went to a party. I had a mask. It was.
What was it? Were you the mask from the Jim Carrey movie?
No, that would have been kind of crazy, though. My roommates were having a Halloween party, and I was kind of here without a car, so I felt obligated to attend.
You kind of already were attending, unless you just didn't. You went somewhere else.
I could have hung out in my room and done other things, but I had a mask that came with another Halloween costume that was like blacked out mesh. and then it had like these red lights that went where the eyes go, so I was like just dressed in all black, had this black mask on and red lights, and I just hung out at the party eating and drinking and not talking to anyone and generally creeping people out.
That's pretty much what I'm going to be doing. I'll talk to Megan some, but a lot of people who I don't know are showing up, and a lot of them seem like they're going to be drinking, and I don't really, except for my empty bottle that will be filled with water.
Of course, maybe you could do this like a performance art piece where you're like holding a mirror up to their behavior.
Ooh, yeah, that way I can say that they want, like me, to be, they want me to be a butcher because that's like the theme. They like put up like stick on wallpaper that looks like a creepy butcher shop or something.
Wait, that's the theme. That's like a Halloween theme. What's,
well, like they're going to have like butcher hooks hanging from the ceiling. Like plastic ones, I think.
You know, it's food processing. What's frightening about that? That's
food. No, not like, no, like creepy evil butcher. Not like, you know, cool friend on the street, Sam the Butcher.
All I'm saying is that butchers or meat cutters, as they're more commonly known, have to put up with these negative portrayals of them in the media all the time.
I wonder why you care about all of this, Brian.
I don't care. Let's move on.
No, there are good butchers and there are evil butchers. Sam the Butcher was a good butcher. People in scary movies are bad butchers.
Okay, alright. That's fine. Bad butchers. Okay.
But they want me to be one, and I'm like, no, I don't want to be whatever you want me to be.
Ah, you hipster. I don't know. It sounds like more, you know, it doesn't sound like a butcher shop. It sounds more like a meat processing plant. Or a slaughterhouse. Maybe it could be slaughterhouse themed.
Yeah, it's a slaughterhouse with a scary butcher.
Butchers that work at slaughterhouses, Ben.
This one does. Yeah, murderous, right. Ones do.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're good.
Well, that was our educational portion of the podcast, where we learn about butchers and meat cutters.
Yes.
Meat cutters
are
more scary.
Go to your local library.
Or butcher shop. Might be better than a library.
You can read about butchers at the library.
Yeah, but it might perpetuate the stereotype. Look at those words I just said.
Look at those words I just said.
In the transcript that someone will type up. Look at them.
I feel very sorry for whoever does the transcript of this podcast.
Good luck.
But anyway, that's my Bummer Patrol and your Bummer Patrol, so... Let's move on to our next segment, which, according to this outline, is called No News Is Not New News. And, you know, for the new listeners, this is our weird news segment, pretty much.
Yeah, we might have new listeners, thanks to some cross-promotion with those crazy guys at greendo101.tumblr.com.
Maybe, hopefully, we'll see. So, Ben, would you like to share your story first, or should I take the lead on this?
I think we might have results from a previous No News Is Not New News.
Really?
That we've never read. Yes.
From like a year ago?
Just now.
Okay.
No, all right. Which, I don't remember the story super well. Oh, all right. But the two stories, the Lemonade Stand Beatdown.
Okay. Sure.
That was yours?
Yes.
And the giant roaring black cloud of bees.
Okay, the cloud of bees clearly won.
5-3.
I knew I'd been bested in that scenario. I knew there's no way people would vote for the Lemonade Stand Beatdown, which sounds violent when you put it that way. It was really not as bad as it sounds.
It was a bulldozer.
It was like a cop shutting down a lemonade stand.
We also have another poll. Have you watched Lost? 13 say yes, 1 says no, but I plan to.
Okay. Well, we can just talk about the ending of Lost now whenever we want, which is good to know.
Ended in a church.
Yep.
That's, not really spoilery, though. All right, my story. Ohio sheriff says, monkey possibly eaten by cat.
What?
Yeah, and that's not even, like, this part of the story that I loved until I kept reading it. Yes. Why does it say it's in Pittsburgh? I don't know. Anyway, is there Pittsburgh, Ohio?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know. So CBS Pittsburgh is reporting on Ohio. Anyway, there's recently been... Hold on. This is a horrible way to say this because the article implies you already know what happened. Well, in Zanesville, Ohio, a bunch of animals escaped from an animal farm, which that's a movie and a book.
Yeah, they escaped from the book Animal Farm.
But it said earlier it was thought a monkey carrying the herpes B virus was still at large. Yes, a monkey with herpes escaped from an animal farm.
Hmm.
And the sheriff now thinks that it was eaten by one of the large cats that escaped.
Like a large cat, you mean like a panther or a jaguar?
Yes, or a lion or a tiger, not like a larger than average size tabby.
Not like a house cat.
No, not a large house cat. But yeah, it's like nearly 50 animals escaped, or I think over 50 animals escaped from this zoo, including bears, lions, wolves, and 18 tigers.
Wow. All
leopards, right. Monkeys, they all escaped. And the monkey with herpes was probably eaten by a cat, but they don't know for sure.
Hmm.
So somewhere out there in Ohio, there might be a herpes monkey, so watch out. Do not have unprotected sex with monkeys.
Ever. Yeah, or...
The more you know.
Okay, all right.
Well, want to hear the sad part, too?
Is there a sad part? Does it take a sad turn?
The owner of the animal farm is believed to have opened the cages for the animals and then shot and killed himself.
Oh, that is terrible.
He left no note.
That is really... if he left no note, I'm beginning to suspect the animals, but...
the animals shot him and escaped?
Yeah, you're right. Man, that is... A downer.
Maybe he opened the cages in case it wasn't discovered in time so they wouldn't all also die. Except almost all the animals got shot and killed.
All right. Yeah. No, you're right.
So it didn't help. Animal expert Jack Hanna says it's a tragedy.
Thank you, Jack Hanna. Thank you for having to point that out to me because I was wondering, is this a tragedy? But now that Jack Hanna has qualified it as a tragedy, I feel much better calling it that. Who contacted Jack Hanna? Who in the newsroom was like, okay, who can we get a comment from? I know. Dr. Doolittle? That's a fictional character, Bert. Okay, Jack Hanna.
Eddie Murphy?
Also a fictional character.
I guess like, escaped animals. He's the first person you call because Steve Irwin's not around anymore. Well, that's what you would call anyway if you had escaped by snakes and kangaroos.
Crocodiles.
Is that stereotypical?
Yeah, absolutely.
Koalas dingoes. Escaped.
Yeah, dingoes escaped. Boomerangs.
Most marsupials, really. Escaped boomerang.
Don't worry, they'll come back.
I was going to say it. Oh, that was horrible.
the boomerang joke or your entire story just now, because both kind of have me down in the dumps. I'm a little...
Both of us thinking of the same boomerang joke.
Oh, that was...
So my story, herpes monkey eaten by large cat.
So depressing. I don't, I don't want to make light of a bad situation, but... I don't know. I'm really depressed. I think I'll let it slide because this is the Halloween podcast.
Yeah, see, it's very scary.
Where we get really dark. More so than usual. To be fair,
this
show... That's why
I'm recording with the lights off.
To be fair, we have a history of going really dark, but...
That was a joke I made on the Greendale 101, wasn't it?
Maybe.
With you saying it's really dark, and then I say I'm recording with the lights off, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well. That did happen. That did happen.
Well, now those of you who listened to both heard it twice.
Well, here's my story. It's not quite as depressing as yours. The source is abcnews.com, and the headline reads, giant Lego man washes up on Florida beach.
What, like a panther or like just a large Lego man?
A giant, large Lego man, about 7 feet tall.
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa.
He washes up on beach. Police take it into protective custody.
What? Really?
The life-size figure of a man made of Lego pieces washed up on a Florida beach. People are scratching their heads.
7 feet tall is not life-size.
People, that's like,
that's
like,
larger than life.
That's like Andre the Giant-sized tall. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. It was found at 7 a.m. The fiberglass figure actually is 8 feet tall and weighs about 100 pounds.
That's really not life size.
It's larger than life size.
Well, it's larger and lighter than life size.
But
no one 8 feet tall is going to be 100 pounds.
People can't figure out what it means. The front of the figure has a bright green torso with the cryptic message, "No real than you are," and the number 8 appearing on the back with the words, "Ego Leonard."
Is this the Riddler?
No, but you know, I think there's like been research into what this means and what's going on. Apparently, Ego Leonard is somehow the alter ego of a Dutch artist, and then I stopped caring after that. It seems like some kind of buzz marketing ARG thing. But the event itself of finding a 8 foot tall Lego man washing up on the beach is kind of fantastic.
Weird.
And police jokingly said that he's being kept in a secure environment until the owner comes forward.
Well, no, what I think it was is a way to smuggle drugs.
Important detail here. It was apparently full of heroin. I can't believe I missed that.
Just filled that and blue meth. That's the new way that they're going to start distributing it.
Yeah, no, that's really not suspicious. 8 foot tall Lego man. I see those every day.
A drug Lego mule.
Lego drug mule. Apparently, one final note, the makers of Lego, the popular plastic toy bricks, have
is that what Legos are?
Popular plastic bricks, yes.
Thank you for clarifying, because I'm sure no one who listens knows what Legos are.
I'm reading the story, Ben. I'm sorry that they had to point that out. The Lego makers have disavowed any knowledge of or involvement with the figure, because there was a Legoland Florida theme park opening up earlier in the month. But in an official statement to the sheriff's office, the Lego group, which is a thing, and I'm really kind of giddy about the fact that there's a Lego group.
That's awesome.
They made the statement saying, "This activity is in no way sponsored or endorsed by the Lego group or Merlin Entertainments, who run Legoland attractions."
20 miles to Legoland.
Yes. Oh, very exciting.
I've watched a lot of Arrested Development recently.
I need to rewatch it before the new movie.
I think you have like 2 years to do so.
I'll fit it in somewhere between Mad Men Season 4 and Blade Runner. But yeah. And apparently something similar happened. When I was doing research, I found the headline that said "Giant Lego Man washes up on shore in England," and it was from 2 years ago.
Ooh, was that one solved?
I don't know. I think it always goes back to this artist dude, and then I stopped caring.
Oh.
I like the mystery more than the actual answer of what this is. I like the event of it happening.
I think there was a person, or maybe two persons, or like three or four little people, hiding in there to escape from their oppressive country.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're
people. Or jail.
People in the giant Lego man.
Where was it found?
Let me see. It was found in Florida. Siesta Key Beach.
Maybe there was some like island prison out there, and like they were just making this Lego project for fun, and then they jumped into it and floated away to escape.
So your theory involves a prison break attempt.
Yes, prison break and smuggling drugs.
Okay, all right. Seems like a possibility.
A very likely one.
But, so there we go. That's the end of the No News Is Not New News segment. Head over to happycast.blogspot.com where we will have a poll.
The HappyCast.
I'm sorry, thehappycast.blogspot.com. You'll find a poll there, and you can vote on whose story was more unusual. Is that what we vote on?
Yeah, more unusual.
Okay, more unusual. If it were voting on the more depressing story, I don't think I'd have a chance. But,
but it, so is it the two choices? Giant Lego man washes up on beach, or herpes monkey eaten by cat?
All right. So be sure to go and vote.
Check it out.
And leave us an iTunes review, please.
Yes, and we have feedback.
I'm going to shamelessly beg, please leave us an iTunes review. If we like get them. If we get 8 iTunes reviews, then something will happen.
We will record more often.
Sure.
For every new iTunes review, we will do at least one more podcast.
I like that. I like the guarantee that a review equals a podcast. Okay.
Yes.
Even if it's negative, like a 1-star review, do we have to do a podcast for that?
We will delete one.
Oh, God. All right.
We will record one and then not even post it.
All right. Well, yeah. We've done that before.
2 or 3 times. It's the audio. This one better not be messed up or I am going to be so frustrated.
Oh, yeah. That would be disappointing. All right. Well, let's move on to feedback.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
Hey, feedback portion of the show where you can tell us what you think about the show, leave your own happy hour, Rumor Patrol. Email address where you can contact us is happycastfeedback@gmail.com, or you can call us at 206-0952-4.
It's not A0, Me0, something, 55 Happy Nun, maybe?
Happy 55 Happy Nun?
I think it's 55 Happy Nun.
Sure.
I don't know, let's do other podcasts.
Do that, or leave us a iTunes review. Do whatever you'd like to do. We'd hear from you. Send us an MP3. Who knows? Since we haven't recorded in
77 Happy Nun.
77 Happy Nun. N-U-N, not N-O-N-E.
Yeah, that's too many numbers.
That would be one too many. We haven't recorded in a while, so we went back and tried to find all the old feedback we haven't used yet. But between that and us losing shows, we might be missing something. So if we don't cover your feedback, feel free to send it again and bring it to our attention. But I think we have most of it. So,
indeedio.
So whenever you're ready, Ben.
Our email comes from Neil Orangepeel.
Oh, Neil.
Yeah, Neil. He says, hi, chaps. Again, trying to perpetuate. There's that word again. Word of the day. That he is from England, when he is pretty obviously not, in my opinion.
Obviously from Detroit.
He attached a Photoshop challenge that I don't remember what it was.
All right. What's the photo? I'm excited to know.
I will hit view, and we'll look at this in a second. It's the second one, because for some unknown reason, my computer wouldn't recognize the file extension of version 1 and wouldn't let me open, edit, do anything to it at all. I hope you like it. It was a bit rushed, and I finished off at 5:30 this morning. And this morning was July 31st.
Barely made it under the wire.
Anywho, moving on to this week's happy bummer things. I'm going to start with my Bummer Patrol pick for this week, which is my iPod. My iPod broke earlier this week of July, and it feels like someone's amputated an arm or something. Ow. I've had my iPod Classic for 5 years, and I can honestly say a day has not gone by without me using it. I know Brian doesn't really do music. What's up with that, eh, Brian? That's what it says. That was not my editorializing. But my day seems really strange without music, podcasts, or films to play. I phoned my local Apple store, 75 miles away.
55? Yeah,
75.
Oh, wow.
I think mine's pretty far, too. And they told me to just pop in, and they would have a look. But it sounded like they'd have to replace it. and as it's out of warranty, I'd have to pay full price for. So I'm now busy saving my pennies to buy a new one. What about, I wonder if you have a new one yet, Neil?
Happy ending here. I follow him on Twitter, and I can confirm he has since purchased a new iPod.
Ah, congratulations, Neil. See, this is what happens when we wait so many months.
All the emails have happy endings now.
Oh, the show happy endings?
I hear that show's okay, but no. He might be listening to us right now on his new iPod. Neil, how does your new iPod sound?
Can you hear us when we're quiet? Can you hear us when we're loud?
We live in your iPod.
Help us. We're trapped. Wow, that's going to be useful for like one person.
One person may or may not get a kick out of that.
My happy hour pick for this week is that it has finally stopped raining over here back 3 months ago.
bad news. It has since started raining again.
At least once. And it looks like we may even get a summer for a couple of weeks at least. How was your summer? Did it last more than a couple of weeks? Let us know. I know you blokes, aren't fans of the heat, especially you, Ben, and the heat's mostly gone now, so that's not a problem anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
So, it's like trying to watch like a topical TV show. Like, if you try to watch an episode of like maybe David Letterman from like 5 years ago. But it sounded like they'd have to replace it as the Bummer Patrol. But when you get only about 4 weeks in the summer of dry, warm weather, it does make you appreciate it more. Love you guys in a very manly way. Grr, football, beer, women, etc. Keep happy, stay happy. Neil Orange Peel.
Oh, I forget that was a thing.
P.S. There's another picture that's here for you, Brian.
Seinfeld on the Segway?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I said Joe. I saw the Segway. It's a Joe picture with Seinfeld's face on it.
On the moon.
Yeah, in the back. The picture we had. All right, there is. Oh, A Fistful of Bees. That's one of them.
Yes. Okay.
Frostbank, Lost and Locked being dead. A sad blue Hulk, bearded coffin. Elvis. Oh, I forgot who all we said it was. Elvis, Tupac, and someone else hanging out together.
All right.
And a flaming ham torch.
Oh, right. Yeah, the flaming ham torch.
Why did we talk about that?
Who knows?
Was it a borrowed kidney? Stolen kidney?
Maybe a stolen kidney or some kind of kidney.
A punch.
Oh, right. Yeah, the positive punch.
And a recasting of Back to the Future.
Very exciting. So you'll be able to find that on the blog, HappyCast, thehappycast.blogspot.com.
Yes, indeed. Oh, we haven't done stuff. We haven't had Photoshop challenge for this week. Not like it will matter, probably, but who knows?
Yeah, you're right. It probably won't work the way we're doing these.
It'll be fine. I'm not going to post it for like a week, so there's time. It all depends if Neil has time and if he hears it when we put it out.
Or if he remembers that we exist.
What have we
that
talked
could be
about?
Candy.
Candy. Anything weird we've talked about? I'm sure there are. We've said lots of weird things. Put all of those in there.
Sure, yeah. Weird stuff. Sure.
Lots of weird stuff. Like the Green Escort.
Okay. All right. see how that turns out.
Razor blades and candy. Herpes
I don't want to
monkey.
See any razor blades, no, or that, no. you're describing something I never want to see in my life.
Herpes
giant
monkey
Lego man.
A giant Lego man is eating the herpes monkey.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I don't want to see this.
I'm pretty sure you do. Anything else weird we've said? Because it's awesome.
We're doing a freestyle Photoshop challenge,
but including the herpes monkey being eaten. Being eaten by the giant Lego man.
You'll be disqualified.
And the razor candy.
All right. And
we have more feedback.
I think that's it. Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I'm trying to end the show.
We have two more. We have one from Q.
Q. The letter Q.
Not the number Q.
This week's feedback brought to you by the letter Q. Q sends.
And the number Q. Hello, Brian and Ben. My happy hour this week back in July would have to be running outside. The past few weeks back then have been way too hot to do anything more than walk from what I have to keep clarifying. Do anything more than walk from one air conditioned building to another. But in the past few days, have cooled down and I've been able to run outside. It is so much better than running on a treadmill where I feel like a hamster on one of those wheels. Hopefully this weather will continue so I can keep doing stuff outside. My bummer patrol is food allergies. I've recently found out that I'm allergic to fish, red meat, eggs, wheat, soy, and any artificial additives like MSG and dyes. Dang. I wish you to get unallergic to those. This is really bumming me out since I can't have any of my favorite foods anymore. I'm trying to figure out substitutes for them, but what's really annoying is that I have to cook everything I want to eat. It's so difficult to eat out since everything has at least one of the foods I can't eat anymore. The wheat replacements I have found actually haven't been that bad, though. Luckily, I can still have dairy, which is really hard to find good replacements for. And my Netflix pick this week is Toy Story 3. If anyone has not seen this movie, they really need to watch it. You have no excuse now that it's available on Netflix. It is an awesome third movie of an amazing series. I admit, I cried when I saw this movie, which, by the way, is really awkward when you're sitting next to people. However, now you can watch it and cry and the comfort of your own home. Thanks for reading. Love you guys. Q. See, everyone says love you now.
Because you made them. You forced them to say that they love you.
I didn't make the Greendale people say it, but one of them has.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Put that in your pipe and don't smoke.
Okay. I won't.
And we have an audio file.
An audio file from an audio file?
What?
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 I said audio file from an audio file?
From none other than the one and only... Brian?
Me?
No, I thought you were going to say it.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me.
Oh, Trent Armstrong.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Robin Williams.
The Trent Armstrong.
Top of the morning, Ben and Brian. This is Trent. Could say from the Manners Cast, but we're not recording anymore. I don't know. Mannerscast.com. Anyway, I have a bummer patrol. And that bummer patrol is that my satellite dish and my internet and my phone, maybe not my phone, satellite dish and internet, the price continues to go up every few months, every 6 months or every year, something like that. They increase the price of my services. My happy hour is that I can call in and say, hey, the cost of this went up. What can you do for me? And they'll spend 20, 30 minutes on the phone figuring out what kind of deal I need to get my price back down to what I was paying before, or if I've waited a little long, I can cut, I think I cut $60 off my bill, monthly bill one time, just by calling in and trying to get all the brand new subscriber rates and all that. You usually have to do like another 2-year subscription for whatever it is, but it's not a, I'm not going to get rid of that service anytime soon, so it makes me happy. My second happy hour pick, just because I've got you here and I can go ahead and do that, I think. I hope you don't get mad, is nicknames. I love nicknames. And the calling your listeners Q and Miss Fizzbiz and Neil Orange Peel and the new today and listener Ann. I love nicknames. So I'm not fishing for a nickname. But I love nicknames. I've been giving people nicknames my whole life, and it makes me happy. My Netflix pick is the Young Indiana Jones series. It was a television program that was on back in the 80s, I believe. And it's not 100% great, but it is 100% better than a lot of TV that's on right now. It's on Netflix. I don't think it's streaming, but you can get the discs. So there, if you have happy, I would like you to keep that happy. If you have it, keep it.
I know, I didn't know you could do that. I'm so going to do that sometime.
Thank you, Clark Howard. Clark, who? Clark Howard? That might, you know what? That might actually be a local thing.
Who is that?
He's a, Clark Howard. He's a like a financial advisor and host of a syndicated talk show. He helps helps you protect yourself against costly financial mistakes and potential scams.
I have never heard of this person ever.
Okay, maybe it's just a Georgia thing then.
Well, it's a popular U.S. talk radio host. Oh, it airs in. Yeah, it airs primarily from Atlanta, but it's syndicated across the U.S.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay.
So that doesn't fly then.
Yeah.
I'll start using the podcast as a platform to make a lot of really odd region-specific references.
Hotlanta
in the he's the
Crazy Earls. Let's go shopping crazy.
I'm gonna go hang out at, is that a real thing? Crazy Earls.
Yeah, we have that.
I'm podcasting live from the Big Chicken.
I saw that. We saw that accidentally when we were down there.
Oh, it is an amazing thing.
You guys mentioned it, and we never saw it. And then, like, as we were leaving, we got donuts in the morning because it's really easy to buy those and then just drive and eat them for breakfast on an eight-hour drive. And, like, we drove right past – the Big Chicken was, like, right next to the Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm glad you got to experience the Big Chicken.
Oh, it was crazy.
It doesn't.
Yeah, like we can go hang down at the Hanging Judge Gallows.
Oh, yeah, I think you've told me about those before.
Yeah, they're supposed to be haunted.
like your pronunciation, haunted. It's weird.
That's how you're supposed to say it. This is a very haunted episode of the Happy Cast.
Yeah, stay off them heels there. They be haunted.
Hanted.
That's a Beverly Hills.
We're back.
Pronunciation. Have we been back for a minute, or are we coming back right now?
We are totally back already. We are
Thank
so.
Thank you for your call, Trent. I really.
We forgot you were. Everyone was here listening.
Yeah, no, we got. Sorry about that. I like that you like nicknames. I think I've always really thought that was a cool part of the show. And Lost Unlock, the father of the show, LostUnlock.blogspot.com. And I feel bad, though. I feel like we need to give Trent Armstrong of MannersCast.com a nickname if he likes them so much.
We should, but to be fair, we didn't give anyone else nicknames.
Ah, you're right. Okay, they're all self-appointed. Thank you for pointing that out.
I don't think we ever have. I mean, I think years ago you made her Listener Anne instead of just Anne.
Yeah, it's a promotion.
And for some reason, you called her Listener Wheeze when Wheeze was still just the screen, was her nickname.
I called everybody Listener, though. I'd say, like, oh, Listener.
I wasn't.
Listener ICLTN. Or Listener.
No, I was Legendary Contributor Molten
Listener
Panther.
Just Jimmy. Okay, well, Listener was a step below Contributor.
No, there's, like, Legendary Contributor, then there's, like, Regular Contributor. No, I was Legendary Mythical. Then there's, like, Regentrib, and then Listener.
Okay. Wow, I wonder how Listener Anne feels about this now, knowing that her nickname comes from the lowest tier listener that we had.
but she became so amazing, and she started signing everything Listener Anne, so it ended up becoming self-appointed. So she is trying to lower herself down, like, from mythical down to, like, the lesser people.
I like that. That's a good...
I'm not insulting you lesser people who don't ever contribute, but... Especially not when I call you lesser people.
Yeah, it's borderline offensive.
This is going to be a big censor beep on this whole section. Or I could edit it out, but
no,
that makes more sense. Just muting it.
So Trent taught you how to save money on your cable bill, loves nicknames.
I did not know.
Young Indiana Jones. Going to. I'll check that out, but I'm going to be disappointed if there's not a UFO.
Oh, my God. Oh, I read an article today. Someone talked to Spielberg, who blamed it on... What's his face?
Harrison Ford.
Lucas.
No, Shia LaBeouf.
No, Spielberg said that he did not like the whole alien part. He wanted it to be something else. He thought they could have a more terrestrial answer. But he went with it anyway.
Wasn't Spielberg the director?
He's good friends with Lucas.
How could you...
I think they said they're best friends.
Why would you throw your best friend under the bus like that?
Well, someone was just interviewing about it. And he said he respects him as a man and that he will still direct the best of his abilities anything that Lucas writes.
I respect him as a man, but as a filmmaker, yeah, as fast as prime, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if I were lying, I could say something like, well, I didn't really like Lost and Locked, but I'm Brian's friend, so I listened anyway. No, that's like parents with their kids. Like yeah, well, I did like Last and Locked, though. I was lying.
Sad.
But it is like parents whenever they go to, like, no. Like, if parents goes to, like a junior high school band concert, like, yeah, that was really good. It was awesome. Yeah. You kind of have to say
a
that.
Life's work.
I loved Lost and Locked. I contributed enough to it and won stuff from it because I'm awesome.
You have one of only two t-shirts in circulation. Which reminds me,
yes.
I need to send a third t-shirt to Clyde.
Wow.
Do you think he still wants it?
He'll see it like, what's lost?
I have his address. He did give that to me.
Send it to me because I can't find mine. It's somewhere, though.
No,
it's not as lost as the magnet.
Oh, no.
You knew that was lost. I'm pretty sure one of my roommates threw it away once.
You have been downgraded from co-host. Let's get Tarkitect in here.
What? No. This is a different podcast entirely.
I bet he has a t-shirt.
I still haven't listened to the Lost and Locked finale.
Oh, God.
That'll mean it's over, though.
I had to record it. That meant it was over. I was really happy with the way it ended. I'm, like, really...
Anyway, we have the nickname
satisfied.
Trent.
Homework of the week. Send in a nickname for Trent underscore Armstrong. I don't know.
We're going to call him underscore?
Yeah, let's call him underscore. I like that.
An email from underscore.
Trent underscore Armstrong.
See, at one point I was thinking stretch, but that sounds too much of an insult. Because I know people, like, Trent is really tall.
I'm sure he's heard that,
and I
though.
Know people call tall people stretch and stretch Armstrong. Kind of works on two levels. But yeah, he's probably heard it everywhere.
Let's...
How about Louis?
How about something like fierce to match his ferocious passion for podcasting, like the bear?
Ooh. Under fierce.
Trent Bear Bryant Armstrong. The
Bear Bryant?
Yeah, Bear Bryant, the Alabama coach, the former winningest college football coach of all time.
See, you know sports. What are you talking about?
I know. Little about certain teams and certain
because
sports.
Of this, I declare we should have a sports section on our next podcast. Foreshadowing.
So it shall be.
So under fierce?
Underscore Trent. How about like a middle, like between Trent and Armstrong, you give him a title and that's his nickname, like Trent Destroyer of Worlds Armstrong.
Jeez, how about Livestrong?
No.
That's not been taken.
Yeah. Trent Master of the Mic, Armstrong.
Ooh, of people named Mike?
No, of microphones.
Master of microphones. Trentography.
Trent, the modern manners guy.
That's kind of what he's already called, though.
Right.
That's not like a nickname. Not like Q. Like, oh, we have an email from the Modern Manners guy.
Trent Etiquette Armstrong.
Underscore?
Underscore.
Underscore. I keep saying underscore.
You keep trying to pitch
but
that
that's...
as a nickname. That sounds like a derogatory nickname. It's like...
Hey there, underscore.
It's like a little under the wire. Like, yeah.
It means you're not good at sports. Your score is always under everyone
negative
else's.
Negative 7 points.
Oh, see, yeah, I can't call him an overscore.
No.
Tide score.
Or, I don't know, are we just going to call him, like, things from the keyboard now? How about Trent Tilda Armstrong?
T-strong.
Trent asterisk Armstrong.
This is some very strong tea. Can you put some more sugar in it?
How about T-bone?
Sugar. Let's call him sugar.
Let's not call him sugar.
T-Bone. He's not a football player with a name starting with T, though.
I'm sure, you know, anybody whose name starts with T, I'm sure that he's encountered T-Bone before. I don't know. We'll workshop it. We'll work on it, and hopefully maybe somebody
homework
can
of the
write
week.
In. Homework of the week. We need a nickname for Trent underscore Armstrong. Mannersguest.com.
Underscore. T-Strong. Sugar.
And I think that's the final piece that's of feedback, right?
That is. Until next episode.
And real quick, would you like to take a moment to tie it into the theme of the show, which is Misery Loves Company? And take your time.
All right. I got to put on my Zach Braff summing things up at the end of an episode of Scrubs face. It's a very specific face. Was it pants? I don't know.
Put on your...
Well, Brian, I don't know. Well, Brian, misery indeed loves company. Whether you're a wet blanket at a Halloween party, or whether you killed yourself to let animals go free. This is sad.
It's sad.
Oh.
All right.
Whether you're so sad that you put razor blades in candy to try to kill children.
I don't like this at all now.
Or you want to go to a Halloween party dressed as a depressed drunk to hold a mirror up to the rest of company. Or if you are a corporation whose job it is to make other people sad so they will love you more. Misery loves company.
Oh, that was really depressing.
The most depressing theme wrap up we've ever done.
Oh, I don't.
Do you have one? Do you have a dueling wrap up?
You hit, like, the only point I had was misery loves company. We learned misery loves company, which is why you'll see things in the world like people requiring everyone to wear a costume. Because if they have to wear one,
but they're not miserable.
You have
about
to. They are. It's secretly.
They love it.
They secretly hate themselves, trust me. And I don't know. I was gonna try to do like a slant at the end where you learn to live and let go, and I don't know. I've got nothing.
The end?
I need to put a bow on this one, take it out the pasture.
Shoot it.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
In there.
Happy Cast is back, y'all.
Word.
Now we're leaving again, but we'll be back sometime soon.
Next week, because we're recording too.
Yippers, indeed. I say.
This is a horrible outro.
Mighty, are we recording? Sorry.
Yes, this is us trying to think of an outro, and it will be in the podcast.
Oh, okay, well, cut this out. Let me just do the actual. I thought we were killing time.
No, we're thinking.
So thank you very much for joining us again here on the Season 3 premiere. We appreciate you guys hanging around and waiting. I know you check the iTunes page every day for the past 6 months, and your patience has paid off, because here we are. And we'd like to hear from you.
We can never die. We are eternal.
Tell us what you think. And I guess that does it. So until next time, keep happy.
Hey, Batman. Oh, hello there. You're just in time for our scary story club, the Late Evening Society. Come, sit by the fire, but not in it.
Oh yeah, we don't need that to happen again. Poor Fred. Anyway, first story this evening. Thank you for coming. Let's get started. Submitted for your approval to the Late Evening Society, I call this story, The Tale of the One-Handed Bus Driver.
Brian, you already told us that one last week.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I'll do one. The Tale of the Burning Campfire Story Listener.
No, we've heard that one too.
I think that happened last week.
You're right. How about The Tale of the Gender Neutral Pillow Person?
I don't know. I had a pillow one too. The Tale of the Weird Pillow Conspiracy.
Okay, you're right. Those are too similar. Yeah. How about The Tale of the Dangerous Soup?
The Dangerous Soup, starring Neve Campbell.
Yeah. Campbell Soup Company probably wouldn't like that too much.
Yeah, probably not. Tale of the Dream Dragon.
Oh, that seems like a
docu movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think you might have heard that somewhere before. I don't know. Oh, how about the Ballad of Sergeant Brown's Ghost Dog Boneyard?
That might be a little long.
It is. I don't really have an ending in mind either.
Oh, well, we kind of need an ending to the story. How about the Tale of the Lizard Dragon?
Not too many dragon-themed stories lately.
Okay, because my next one was also about dragons, so I'll change up the end of that one.
Okay. All right, what about the Tale of the Alarming Overdue Book Notice?
Oh, that one does sound really frightening, but I think our third-person listener over here, fill in blank, I think they've heard it before.
Okay, well, I don't want to pour them.
Also, I'm pretty sure they had a sibling who was killed by the library.
Oh.
That's the insensitive.
You're right. I apologize. I had no idea.
How about the Tale of the Disco Walrus?
Ooh, that sounds... I don't know, though. You know, PETA, you don't want to have anything too walrus-themed or animals in general.
Disco makes you think of clubs, and clubs and walrus aren't really
clubs,
together.
Club seal, walrus... The Walrus Club.
Never mind.
I apologize. What about The Tale of 16 Candles?
Well, I think that's been done in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Because I also have The Tale of the Breakfast Club.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Is that like a buffet?
Yeah, I think it's like something you get at you join at Denny's to get like free meals.
Oh, like after every fifth meal you get a meal for free?
Yeah, part of the Breakfast Club.
I'll have to look into that then. Okay, well, I got to be honest, I'm running out here. I have The Tale of ZZ Top's Final Flight.
That seemed a little too topical.
Yeah, may they rest in peace.
Yeah. I have two more I can just spit out really fast.
Okay, go ahead.
I have the Tale of the Largest Cassette.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. What else do you have?
The last one I have, The Tale of the Funktastic Escalator Music.
Oh.
It's a good one.
I don't, you know, music licensing, though, it's such a pain.
Yeah, especially for storytelling.
Oh, you're right. That's that's really the steepest music fees.
So what do you have?
Well, I'm running, you've only got a couple more. The Tale of the Silly Putty, Silly Buddy.
Oh, that's also
sensitive. Yeah, I apologize.
I mean, I know someone who was killed by Silly Putty.
Oh, it's very dangerous. I can't believe it's not outlawed yet.
He was my very silly buddy who was killed.
I apologize. He'd have to be silly to do something like that with Silly Putty. That's all I'm saying.
Why would he put it there?
How could you breathe?
How could you not breathe?
The Tale of the Enchanted Rope Swing? I'm not going to lie. I don't really have a story for that one. That's just a title.
It's a title? It also sounds a little bit more like a preteen book.
Yeah, like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. I mean, if this doesn't work, we're ruined. The Tale of the Murderous Pumpkin Pie?
Ooh, yes. I have not heard that one, and I don't think you have either. Have you, listener? He said no.
Okay.
And she did, too.
They did. All right. This is a real story. This really happened. I know, because I heard it from my brother, who heard it from his night school teacher, who heard it from a guy at the DMV, who heard it from this guy at a bookstore who read it in a book of scary stories.
It must be real, then.
Absolutely.
What happened?
Well, it starts out late one night in a city far away from here.
How far?
Like the other coast, like the west coast, like somewhere like Sausalito, California.
Holy crap.
Yeah. This baker, he opens the shop early one morning. It's about 6 a.m. And he gets a call. As soon as he opens, he answers the phone. There's a man with a deep, gravelly voice.
Like yours?
A little bit deeper. The man says, "Yes, I would like to order your finest pie." The baker says, "Well, I have won several awards for my pumpkin pie, some blue ribbons, and I've entered it in several contests. It always does very well. People enjoy it." And the guy says, "Okay, I will take one of those." The baker says, "Hold on, you know, I don't make these very often. It's going to cost you. It has a heavy price."
"What is it?"
He says, "It'll cost you your firstborn son."
And then, I'm going to pick up the story here, because I think I might have heard this one before. And then he hangs up the phone, and starts making the pie out of his neighbor's limbs.
So he begins to bake this murderous pumpkin pie when suddenly there's a knock on the door. Now, who could that be? Who is it? There's no answer. Who is it? There's no answer. Who is it? They're not saying anything. So the man goes and opens the door, and there, in the wooden door, he sees a metal hook.
So the baker gets scared. He slams the door closed. And then the phone rings again. And it's the same man. And he says nothing, so I'm not sure how he knew it was the same man. It must have been the caller ID. And it turns out the caller ID says, it's coming from inside the house.
So the man, the baker, searches frantically around his shop, trying to find where the man could have called from. But the whole time, he keeps hearing the beating heart of the neighbor whose limbs he put in the pie. Just gets louder and louder. Until finally, he loses it and calls the police and confesses.
Before the police arrives, the baker decides to get rid of the rest of the evidence. So he opens up the box and finds, instead of the neighbor's head, his wife's head that the neighbor put there.
Overwhelmed by God knows what, some kind of combination of stress and guilt and confusion and disorientation, the baker runs to the cabinet where he keeps his vial of poison for baking purposes because he's an evil baker, consumes it all within a matter of moments, when suddenly there's a knock on the door. The police have arrived.
And then what?
The cops bust in, look around the room. And one says to the other, quote the Raven, murder-suicide. It takes a big bite of the pie, but it's pretty dry and gets caught in his throat, and the cop also dies.
And then the other cop, his partner, also ate some pie, only to recognize the ring that was on the finger of his wife when he last saw her, because they live right next to the baker. He tries to wash it down with the nearest drink, which is a poison vial.
This is the most disturbing story I've ever heard. And it turns out it was all taking place on Earth in the future.
Dead the whole time.
But by dying, they're actually awakening from the Matrix.
Now out of the Matrix, found a car and picked up a hitchhiker on his way to the local other bakery in Out of the Matrix. And then it turns out, when he gets to the destination, the hitchhiker has vanished from the back seat. So he goes and knocks on the door, only to see someone who looks exactly like him, who says that the hitchhiker was dead 20 years ago.
The dream was so vivid, she didn't realize at first it was a dream. The party was crowded, the guests were cheerful, the food delicious.
What?
The rumor began to circulate among the guests. The devil was coming to the party. The devil was on its way. Ain't no party without the devil.
And the party was catered by the evil baker. It sure is stormy tonight.
Happy Halloween.